tonight, tomorrow, the next couple of days, from our standpoint, it is going to be much needed. It is going to be, in a way, very therapeutic having information, having news breaking, having stuff coming our way that we could talk about now when it comes to NFL free agency. And the NFL, despite everything that is going on here with the coronavirus, says we are in a state of lockdown in many ways. It is something that basically we have never seen before in our lives. The NFL is business as usual. And you don't have players going on free agency tours. You don't have them going from city to city. You don't have them going from place to place. But big moves, significant moves were made on the first day of business here in the quote-unquote tampering period. And we'll start with the big news as far as the monster players. And then I'm sure we will get into the Giants and a couple of signings they made, the Jets, and really a whole lot of inactivity when it comes to Joe Douglas so far as what he is trying to do. But the stunning news of the day for me was the trade made by the Houston Texans involving DeAndre Hopkins. Now, as it turns out, there was a bit of a rift. There was a good amount of bad blood that I guess has materialized over the last few weeks, last few months, whatever it may be, between Bill O'Brien and DeAndre Hopkins. The trade the Houston Texans made involving Hopkins is an absolute joke. Let's call it like it is. It was an absolute joke by Bill O'Brien yet again to get fleeced the way that he did by the Arizona Cardinals. You take on a running back who's been a non-factor the last 2 years in David Johnson. You basically get a second-round pick back. That's it? After what we saw with the Buffalo Bills and the Minnesota Vikings, which we'll get to when it comes to Stephon Diggs. No knock on Stephon Diggs. I like him. Nice player. He ain't DeAndre Hopkins. DeAndre Hopkins is one of the best wide receivers in all football. In fact, you could make the argument with Antonio Brown going off the deep end, with Odell Beckham Jr. never staying on the field, you could be looking at the best wide receiver in the sport now going for a second-round pick. That is a brutal trade for the Texans. And if I'm Deshaun Watson, I am livid. He's one of the best quarterbacks in all football. He's had a chemistry with Hopkins going back to his days at Clemson. Why would you try to jeopardize that? Why would you try to break that up? Why would you tear that apart if you're Bill O'Brien? To get a second-round pick in return and to get David Johnson in return? Whoop-dee-doo. Now, from an Arizona standpoint, I absolutely love it. Arizona, slowly but surely, is starting to build a team that's got a whole lot of firepower. We know about Cliff Kingsbury's system. We know what Kyler Murray can do. Talented, athletic, had a pretty sound rookie year. You have Murray perfect for that system. You got a number one wide receiver. You still got the ageless wonder in Larry Fitzgerald. And let's not forget what Kenyon Drake did down the stretch of this year coming over from my beloved Miami Dolphins. Cliff Kingsbury knows offense. Now, it's going to be a really tough division. Niners coming off a Super Bowl appearance. The Rams were there 2 years ago. Seattle probably has the second best quarterback in all football in Russell Wilson. So that's not an easy division to go and win in. That's not ideal by any means. But I applaud the Arizona Cardinals for going the extra mile and making a trade that makes a ton of sense, that is an absolute no-brainer. If I'm a Houston Texans fan, I don't want to hear about how loaded this wide receiver core is and that you have a second-round pick. I don't want to hear about a Randall Cobb signing. Who cares if he was a solid slot receiver for the Dallas Cowboys? He ain't DeAndre Hopkins. Taking DeAndre Hopkins off that team significantly weakens the Houston Texans. And they didn't get, the way I see it, fair market value. So why didn't they get fair market value? Well, I'm going to tell you. Look at the Minnesota Vikings and the Buffalo Bills. It was the worst-kept secret, maybe in all football, that Stephon Diggs wanted out in Minnesota. And maybe he wanted out because he didn't have a great relationship with Kirk Cousins. Maybe he wanted out because he wanted to get a new change of scenery. He was sick of Mike Zimmer. I don't know. Not enough touches. Whatever the excuse may be. Stephon Diggs is a good player. I think you're going to help the Buffalo Bills. There is no way in the world you could sit there and tell me that Stephon Diggs is worth a first-round pick. And the other picks that were exchanged from Buffalo and Minnesota. And then compare that to the DeAndre Hopkins trade in which DeAndre Hopkins goes for a second-round pick. And David Johnson? That's crazy to me. Absolutely absurd. Bill O'Brien now has a track record of being a bad general manager. Let's call it like it is. We can talk about Bill O'Brien being a so-so head coach. He's taken a couple of teams to the playoffs, so I'll give him credit for that. As general manager, look at what he gave up for Laremy Tunsil. Moon of stars. Good player. Not worthy of two first-round picks, a second-round pick, a third-round pick. I mean, that trade was insane. He didn't get a whole lot for Jadeveon Clowney. And now he's looking like a guy who got fleeced in his trade. So, not the ideal start for Bill O'Brien, having all of this power, putting him in a position like he's a Jimmy Johnson or a Bill Parcells or a Bill Belichick. That he is not. Now, the other big moves of the day. Diggs going to Buffalo, for the Bills' standpoint, makes sense on a lot of different fronts because of where the Bills are at as a franchise. The Bills right now feel like they are knocking on the door. They made the playoffs last year. The defense is very, very sound. They're a well-coached team. They have Singletary running the football. They're pretty good on the offensive line. And I guess one of the major weaknesses and one of the major questions for Buffalo was, how do we get more explosive at the wide receiver position? Their answer to that question, Stephon Diggs. And I think a change of scenery will help him. But remember, this is a player who's bellyaching about Kirk Cousins not getting him the football. Josh Allen, easy to root for, very athletic, very inaccurate. Is that going to be a problem? You hope it's not if you're Buffalo. But I can see why they're going to make that trade. And I think from a Minnesota standpoint, look, I think the Minnesota Vikings are probably thrilled. They got, in exchange for a guy who wanted out, who we were talking about the other day from a New York Jets standpoint, would have been really a perfect fit for what the Jets are looking for. We talked about the idea of trading maybe your top third-round pick or maybe even a second-round pick. Jets, in no way in the world, could part with the first-round pick that they have at their disposal, plus the other picks, to go get a guy like Diggs. See, the Bills could do that because their roster is far more complete. The Jets, on the other hand, could not. And the other wide receiver move of the day, before we get to the team that couldn't find a way to land a wide receiver, of course, locally here with the New York Jets, Amari Cooper getting crazy, crazy money, but not the least bit surprised. There was a whole lot of interest. He was by far and away the best receiver on the free agent market. And he gets a 5-year, $100 million contract to end up back with the Dallas Cowboys. And for the Cowboys, with Mike McCarthy coming in, and with the news that the exclusive franchise tag was handed out to Dak Prescott, they're going for it. They should be. They're a team that has a ton of talent. These windows in the NFL, they do not last forever. You got a chance to go get Dak Prescott taken care of on the franchise tag, and you could find a way to keep Amari Cooper. You're going to have to make some sacrifices. They did. I never got the sense they were going to be able to pay and bring back Byron Jones, who ends up now with my beloved Miami Dolphins. But I would look at the Cowboys as a team that should be going into 2020 as a team that's ready to hit the ground running. Now, we'll see what kind of impact it's going to have with the coronavirus and the offseason workouts and some of the activities, maybe throwing everybody a major, major monkey wrench. I don't know, quite frankly, how these teams and how these individuals and coaches are going to be able to handle it. But the Cowboys bringing back a lot of returning players. They got a lot of talent on that team. They have underachieved dramatically during the tenure of Jason Garrett. They underachieved in a massive way last season. The Cowboys should be in the mix and in that hunt for being a Super Bowl type team. I don't know if they're going to get there, but they should be in the Super Bowl conversation. That's the expectation. If I'm going in next year, if I'm a Cowboy fan, I'm thinking my team better be playing an NFC title game. Somewhere they have not been, oh, by the way, since 1996. Think about that for a minute. The Cowboys have not been in an NFC title game since they took on Brett Favre and the Green Bay Packers when Barry Switzer was coaching the last Super Bowl that they won. It is long overdue, and the talent on that team should be Super Bowl worthy. Now, the big moves of the day really center around the wide receiver position. DeAndre Hopkins going to Arizona. Stephon Diggs going to Buffalo. Amari Cooper finding his way back to Dallas. The New York Jets had a need at wide receiver. If any of these moves would bother you, for my money, the one that would eat at me the most would be not being in or not being more proactive on a guy like DeAndre Hopkins. I will not criticize Joe Douglas at all for passing on Stephon Diggs. I wanted Stephon Diggs on the New York Jets. I thought it was the perfect fit. I thought you could bring him in, make him the number one guy, get him a ton of reps, get another receiver in the draft to put alongside of him, and everybody would be happy. Little did I know the asking price for Diggs would be as high as it's been. That threw me for a major, major loop. I have to admit, I'm very, very surprised by that. There's no way the Jets could have matched the asking price that Buffalo gave in return. Amari Cooper, I don't really get the sense he had any interest in being a member of the New York Jets. Now, Washington has been rumored and has been linked as a team that could have been in play, that maybe Amari Cooper could have ended up in Washington if he ended up going back to the Dallas Cowboys. But remember, Amari Cooper found a home in Dallas. They made that trade 2 years ago. They were a 500 team. Amari Cooper went in and changed really the entire feel around their season. He had great chemistry with Dak Prescott. The numbers for Prescott with Cooper, without Cooper, they are drastically different. So from that standpoint, you knew Dallas was going to try to make every last effort to keep him. And that the player, when push came to shove, probably wanted to stay. Probably wanted to be in Dallas. Okay. So I'm not going to get on Joe Douglas for Cooper. I'm not even going to get on Joe Douglas for what's going on regarding Stephon Diggs. I would have liked to have seen more of an effort with Hopkins. Hopkins is the sort of move that would have electrified this fan base. That is exactly the sort of playmaking threat, as good as it gets, who gets open, makes plays, catches the ball, does it all. And before this last couple weeks, we hadn't heard a peep about DeAndre Hopkins being a troublemaker. So I would look at him as a guy that I'd bring to my team any day of the week. He does not come with the baggage that Antonio Brown and Odell Beckham Jr. did last year. Drastically, drastically different. Arizona was the team to make that play. You applaud them for that. They went the extra mile. They brought him in. But right now, if I'm a Jet fan, as I see moves that are being made left and right, moves that we will get into, The Miami Dolphins spending a whole lot of money. The Cleveland Browns getting the offensive tackle that you probably wanted. Looking at the Jets' start to the offseason and seeing George Fant, not ideal. Not ideal, but a wild day nonetheless. DeAndre Hopkins, Stephon Diggs, Amari Cooper, rocking and rolling. Very, very curious to see what this offseason has in store for Joe Douglas.